Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the alarming news from Capitol Hill. Another Capitol police officer has given his life defending his country. And yes, when you're defending the Capitol building against a terrorist attacker, you are defending your country. How do I know that the attacker was a terrorist? Because of his actions. He killed a cop. He tried to kill another cop. That cop is hospitalized. And he jumped out of his car after running them down, brandishing a knife. This on Good Friday, as we come into what I hope will be a beautiful Easter weekend for our whole country. And for Jewish people in particular, we come into the holiday, second holiday, the last days of Passover, which we'll be celebrating starting tonight and through Sunday night. The story on Capitol Hill, just moments ago, there was a live press conference with the acting chief of police for the Capitol Police. Her name, I believe, is Yogananda Pittman, and she was there with Roger Conti, and Chief Pittman explained what happened. Listen.
At approximately 1:02 hours this afternoon, a suspect entered what we refer to as the North Barricade of the Capitol. The suspect rammed his car into two of our officers and then hit the North Barricade barrier. At such time, the suspect exited the vehicle with a knife in hand. Our officers then engaged that suspect. He did not respond to verbal commands. The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect. At this time, the suspect has been pronounced deceased.
And, but that's not the end of the news. Chief Pittman continued, listen.
Two U.S. Capitol Police officers were transported to two different hospitals, and it is with a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries. We are not able to release any information, names, age, date of birth, or anything of that nature at this time because we still have to notify the next of kin. I just ask that the public continue to keep U.S. Capitol Police and their families in your prayers. This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police. After the events of January 6th, and now the events that have occurred here today. So I ask that you keep our U.S. Capitol Police family in your thoughts and prayers.
And that certainly is something every American should do. When you think about the Capitol Police officers who died during the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. I know they died afterward, but they died because of what had happened. Here there's a more direct attack by a terrorist. We know nothing about this terrorist. We don't know what side he's on. We don't know whether he's left or right. We should know. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, was saying right before the show that we shouldn't give him any publicity when someone does an evil deed like this, but it's important because, again, when there's a spate of attacks on our Capitol building, particularly at a time when they're talking about reducing security levels, taking down the fencing, it's important to know where this is coming from. And we will, I assume, before the end of the show. The
quote.
Another spokesperson for the Capitol Police spoke after Chief Pittman. This is clip three.
At this time, it does not appear to be an ongoing threat. Obviously, we're in the very early stages of our investigation. We need to obviously understand the motivation behind this senseless act. So the Metropolitan Police Department will certainly be doing that.
I know you said the suspect had any reason to announce that he was known to Capitol Police or MPD beforehand. Any indication that he was somebody that has been around the Capitol before, maybe spotted, anything like that?
It does not appear that he is known to the Capitol Police or the Metropolitan Police Department at this time. It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines.
And it is a terrorist act, whether it is terrorist involved, whether there's a larger organization involved or not. The when this was first unfolding, Pete Williams of MSNBC, this is back at 2:16 Eastern Time, just about an hour ago, and Pete Williams broke into coverage on the incident to tell what had just happened. This is clip four.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're now told by several law enforcement officials that the man, we know now that it was a man, who drove the car has died of his injuries. He was shot by Capitol Police, was taken to the hospital, but is now dead.
And Chris Van Cleve at CBS gave his own description, clip three.
We are in the investigative phase. The initial incident appears to have concluded, you know, with what we know from the Capitol Police, that a vehicle rammed a barricade access point, and there are these barricades that come up out of the ground that block access to the Capitol complex. Those have been up. Those are, particularly if you get closer to the Capitol, are up sort of all the time. And those are designed to stop a vehicle. So if you ram into that, it's going to stop you. What we're hearing is the two Capitol Police officers were also hit by the vehicle, and that have been airlifted out of off the Capitol grounds. So you're looking at now. You're moving into the investigative phase. The House and Senate were out of session, so the footprint on the Capitol grounds was a lot smaller than it would normally be as far as staff and members of Congress. But you did see the Capitol lockdown. Staff were sent an alert to stay where they were, stay indoors. And now you're going to move into the investigation.
It is a tremendously sobering moment, because when you look back on the events of January 6th, you can say that was a one-off, it happened, it was a special circumstance, it was terrible, it will never happen again. But here we are, just a couple of weeks after that. There has been a new president inaugurated, and we still have people who, for whatever reason, we will find out, hate the government so much, hate the nation so much, hate America so much, that they're willing to murder a Capitol Police officer. They're willing to sacrifice their own lives to accomplish what? To send what message? Because that message needs to be deeply discredited. And one of the things that I think is most appalling about some of the reaction to January 6th is there have been people who said, well, we understand why people were so upset. They felt frustrated. They felt there is no excuse for this. If there is one symbol that stands for who we are and what we all love, all of us, yes, conservatives, of course conservatives, but liberals as well, it's the Capitol building. No matter who you are in America, some of your heroes, some of the people you look up to most, have worked in that Capitol building to try to make our country a light to the nations, which it continues to be. Why is it that so few Americans believe that our government now represents our founding ideals? We will get to that. That's with Scott Rasmussen, who's conducted a new poll on the subject, and a new memo about how Republicans can build a permanent majority. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Show talking about the tragic incident that just happened. It's tragic because not only was the terrorist killed, but he succeeded in killing a Capitol Police officer. No names have been released so far. no motive, but there is this, is that if somebody does something like this, and it's clearly a terrorist incident, and clearly he leapt out of his car after ramming the Capitol police officers and ran toward them with a knife, fortunately he was put down, but this is somebody who is willing to give his life. What did he give his life for? This is an individual who must have been led to believe somehow that the cause of attacking the Capitol building would draw support, that there would be people out there who had the feeling of attaboy, way to go. That's an appalling reality to confront about the United States of America. Look, I'm not one of those people who believe, oh, our country is falling apart. It's the end of everything. We are no longer the greatest country on God's green earth. I don't believe any of that. But I do believe that we have allowed a sickness and an extremism to take hold of people on both sides, on all sides. And this particularly goes with the beliefs of in conspiracy theories. Here is the last time something like this happened was July 25th of 1998. So that was, we're talking about almost 23 years ago. And here's the way that this was covered. A gunman burst through a security checkpoint in the U.S. Capitol yesterday afternoon, remember this is 1998, and killed two Capitol police officers in a terrifying exchange of fire that sent panicked bystanders diving for cover in a majestic marble building known around the world as a symbol of America and democracy. One woman nearby was also hit in the fusillade, which ended with the wounded gunman captured in the office complex of House Majority Whip Tom DeLay, Republican of Texas. You remember Tom DeLay? This is before he was on Dancing with the Stars. No motive was known immediately for the assailant's action, which convulsed the Capitol at a time when tourists were swarming through and Congress was still in session. The shootings were the first time in the Capitol in 44 years, and the worst since Congress convened in the building in 1800. Now, if that was the worst between 1800 and 1998, in other words, in 198 years, in almost 200 years, then I think you could say that what happened on January 6th was worse. And is this one worse? I don't know. Probably not. There were two Capitol police officers who were killed then. Jeremy, does anyone know, do you know what the cause was for the gunman bursting through that security checkpoint in 1998? That would have been during the Bill Clinton administration. What he was trying to say or communicate or to express? I mean, the Capitol police statement officially, and this is basically what we have, we'll bring you more. In the U.S. Capitol Police statement, critical incident, U.S. Capitol Police responding to the North Barricade vehicle access point along Independence Avenue for reports someone rammed a vehicle into the two USCP officers. A suspect is in custody. Both officers are injured. All three have been transported to the hospital. There is a certain kind of madness going on in the country. And part of that, I think, is reflected in the fact that there are so many people, and I mean this, who are so distrustful of the government, are so profoundly negative on any kind of civil authority. Our elected representatives are duly constituted public servants, that they are refusing to take a vaccine that could save their lives. And there's a story today that I originally thought was funny and stupid and maybe illustrative of a Golden Turkey Award, but when there's this kind of thing, to put it in context, Well, then it's tough to laugh. The idea that I'm talking about is this bulletin from Florida. It reported in Newsweek, a group of Florida residents is planning a mask burning and march on April 10th in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County. Face coverings have been required across the county since April last year. The event was announced this week as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he would introduce an executive function to oppose a vaccine passport system, which would require people to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination to access businesses and services. Now, what DeSantis is opposed to is, of course, everyone should be opposed to a government-imposed vaccine passport program, but he's even talking about private businesses that would like to impose that. Now, would that be a good idea for businesses to do it? You'd lose a lot of customers. But you might attract some others who would prefer to go into an establishment, a restaurant or a store that was limited to people who had been fully vaccinated. We are not supporting doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida, the governor said at a press conference this week. There is no statewide mask mandate in Florida, but local orders have been issued in counties such as Broward, Miami-Dade, and Orange. Those are the three biggest counties in the state, I believe. The Million Maskless March and mask burning is being held to mark, quote, 1 year of mask tyranny in Broward County, according to the webpage. It's being organized by Reopen South Florida, Unmasking America, and the Libertarian Party of Broward County. The webpage states, the mask burning is in full cooperation with local law enforcement and will be done in a safe and controlled manner. April 10th marks 1 year of mask tyranny in Broward County, and we will mark that date with a celebration of freedom! The mask burning will be followed by a march, and the event is expected to end by 5 p.m. It is not known how many people will take part. I'm thinking there won't have a million there. I think that's unlikely. But they're still using the title. At the press conference on Monday, Governor DeSantis said, I'm going to be taking some action. We need the legislature to come in and just say, this vaccine passport system is not happening in Florida. It's unacceptable for private entities or for the government to require people to show proof of vaccination to participate in normal society. How can he say that about private citizens? If you don't want to allow people without vaccines into your business, you're giving up business. Shouldn't that be your right? We will be right back with the latest on what happened in Washington, coming up on the MedVed Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting today's government jobs report. It shows that the U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs in the last month. He told Americans, this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Breaking news on the Michael Medved show, and it has nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol building today. We'll give you the news on that as soon as it's available. But it has to do with another controversy we've been covering on this show, and it makes me very, very sad. Look, I'm a baseball fan. I was extraordinarily excited to see opening day and to see the Seattle Mariners pull off an amazing comeback, down 6-0, coming back in the 7th, 8th, and 10th innings to win the game. Maybe, who knows, they're on their way to another 116-win season, which they achieved 20 years ago. I was here already and rooting for the Mariners, and it's a lovely thing. And just to see baseball back, even though the stadiums are only 1/4 filled, it's a sign of health and a sign of normalcy and a sign of wholesomeness, and it's part of the entire tradition of springtime in America. And hope springs eternal. And at the beginning of the season, every team can dream of the playoffs and a championship, and it's great. This isn't great. It was just announced that Major League Baseball will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta. Why? Amid criticism of Georgia's new voting law. The commissioner of baseball, who's Robert D. Manfred Jr., of course, issued the following statement regarding the 2021 All-Star Game. Over the last week, we have engaged in thoughtful conversations with clubs, former and current players, the Players Association, and the Players Alliance, among others, to listen to their views. I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and Major League Baseball draft. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Could someone tell me what restrictions are being used on the ballot box in the Georgia law? This doesn't exist. This is people falling for misleading propaganda, for fake news. It really is. In 2020, said Commissioner Manfred, MLB became the first professional sports league to join the nonpartisan Civic Alliance to help build a future in which everyone participates in shaping the United States. We proudly used our platform to encourage baseball fans and communities throughout our country to perform their civic duty and actively participate in the voting process. Fair access to voting continues to have our game's unwavering support. Please tell me, what is it about the Georgia law? And I'll take calls on this. 1-800-955-1776. What is it about this Georgia law that is actually unfair? I read you the text of the law yesterday about not feeding people or bringing them something to drink while they're waiting in line. You can do that. You can't just do that within a few steps of the polling place. There are rules in every state against campaigning at the ballot box itself. Commissioner Manfred says, we will continue with our plans to celebrate the memory of Hank Aaron during the season's All-Star festivities. In addition, MLB's planned investments to support local communities in Atlanta as part of our All-Star Legacy projects will move forward. We are finalizing a new host city, and details about these events will be announced shortly. This is outrageous, and it's sad. And, of course, Atlanta has a real connection with Hank Aaron, because even though he actually started playing in the what was called the Negro Leagues with a team called the Indianapolis Clowns, which is a great name for a baseball team, it seems to me. But he played briefly for the Clowns, and then he went to the Boston Braves, and then they became the Milwaukee Braves. And they were, at the end of his career, the Atlanta Braves. And when you look at how far America has come, the idea that there were people when Hank Aaron was about to hit his 715th home run and break Babe Ruth's record that had lasted for more than 30 years, when all of that was happening, yes, he was getting death threats and he was getting threatened and he was a victim of racism, but he would be the first to acknowledge it is different today. And there is nothing about the Georgia law. Again, was it necessary to pass that law right now? Was it necessary to take this political risk? I think it was a political miscalculation. But it's not an outrage. It doesn't do anything that's wrong or racist or suppressive. Joe Biden, back in speaking to community leaders at Bethel AME Church in Wilmington. Oh, this is back a long time ago. This is in June of 2020, in the middle of the campaign, before he had even won the nomination. Joe Biden said Monday the police under attack in the line of duty should shoot their assailants in the leg instead of the heart as a way to avert the killing of civilians. Instead of standing there and teaching a cop when there's an unarmed person coming at them with a knife or something, you shoot them in the leg instead of the heart is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that could change, so said Biden in a meeting with community leaders at Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware. It's a black church. AME stands for African Methodist Episcopal Church. And, okay, a foolish thing to say, particularly in the context of this case, but really, to play politics with this, especially when we don't know the identity of the killer and of the terrorist, seems to me to be utterly inappropriate. Let me go to your calls to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, happy Friday, Michael.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, correct. So I was saying to your screener that I do believe that all the coverage is blown way out of proportion, but this does, in fact, limit voting opportunities in this way. One, it greatly reduces ballot boxes. It limits the number of ballot drop boxes. Two, it allows the individual clerks within the voting jurisdictions to reduce voting, particularly on Sundays. It calls out Sundays specifically, which is when, historically, the black churches would go, and I forget what they refer to it as, but like pray and vote or
souls
something.
Souls to the polls.
Souls to the polls, yes. I knew it was alliterative. Not alliterative, but rhyming in some way. But that allows them to do it, so it took the restrictions off limitations and allows the local clerks to do it. In practice, what's going to happen is likely they'll reduce the amount of voting opportunities, and it's a form of, you know, subtle gerrymandering, not as overt as they're saying on the news, but I just feel like Republicans need to come up with a platform and stop limiting voting to win. Let's come up with an idea.
No. But again, this is not limiting voting. One of the things that even people on the left have acknowledged is the Georgia bill expands the amount of time they have for early voting. There are, I think it's an extra 4 or 5 days they will have of early voting, so people have more of a chance to do early voting. And in terms of limiting the time that they're able to do this on Sunday, I think the only distinction here is that in certain jurisdictions they will be able to open during early voting, but not during the election day itself. During the election day itself, it's the same as it was. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And, of course, if there are still people waiting in line at 7 p.m., they will be allowed to vote. The restrictions that you're talking about on Sunday are very unlikely to be enacted by the local voting boards. The changes are so minimal. And the entire story, but by the way, you're right, Steve. You're right. We will get to that this was politically a very bad look for Republicans. And somebody in Georgia, maybe even Governor Kemp, should have known that this is going to blow up in our faces. And people in Georgia are going to be very upset they're moving the All-Star game. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is from CNN, and no information yet about who the terrorist was in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. This is about the Georgia law that just led to the shift of location for the All-Star Game for Major League Baseball. They're not going to hold it in Atlanta, and not going to hold it in Atlanta and to punish Georgia for having elected a Republican legislature that reformed voting in a way that honestly is so moderate. All the obnoxious stuff that was in that bill was taken out of it, fortunately. But here's CNN reporting. Under the weekend provisions of the previous law, counties had to open for early voting on only one Saturday during the primaries and general elections from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sundays were not mentioned. Under the new law, two Saturdays of early voting are mandatory from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at minimum, and from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. if counties desire. And two Sundays are explicitly made optional. The old law said early voting had to take place during normal business hours on weekdays, leaving counties to decide what counts as normal. The new law sets a specific time period requiring early voting to be offered from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, it also says that counties can open early voting as early as 7 a.m. and end as late as 7 p.m. if they want to. In the 2020 general election, Fulton County, DeKalb County, and Clayton County, and various other Democratic strongholds, those three counties have very heavy African-American votes in them. Those counties, Fulton, DeKalb, and Clayton, held their early voting hours between 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m., so they would not be forced into any reductions. Oh, no. This is from ABC News, and yesterday, apparently, there was a knife attack on a Jewish family in New York, and this is being investigated as a possible bias crime, say the police. A suspect was taken into custody at the scene of the attack. Police said an Orthodox Jewish couple visiting New York City with their toddler, were all slashed by a man with a knife in what police are investigating as a possible bias crime. The attack occurred Wednesday evening, so two nights ago, shortly before 6 p.m. local time in Lower Manhattan, police said. A 22-year-old man was slashed in the head. A 22-year-old woman was slashed on the lip. And a one-year-old baby boy was slashed on the chin, police said. Thank God it appears that no one is going to die here. And they have taken the suspect into custody. And this, again, goes together with the horrible hate crime against Asian Americans that was perpetrated by a released murderer who had stabbed his own mother to death. Three thrusts into her chest. He did it in front of his five-year-old sister at the time. He was 19 when he did that. And he was released from prison, and he's the guy who seriously injured the 65-year-old Filipina-American woman whose name, I believe, was Valma Yari. I believe it was Yari. Could be Zari. But, look, that's New York City. Is that America now? And meanwhile, we have tremendous indignation expressed by Beto O'Rourke. And he is attacking the Texas Senate because they're passing new voting laws. By the way, this is going to backfire on Republicans very badly. And it doesn't really deserve to. But it is foolish. We had a very successful election. Republicans won a lot. Democrats won a lot. The election was fair. It was orderly. It was well managed. Why is this necessary? Beto O'Rourke had this to say about the Senate in Texas passing new voting laws. Listen, this is clip six.
You know, where is AT&T on this? You know, these big companies, corporations, and businesses, these are their customers who are being affected, intimidated, suppressed, and will not be able to participate in our democracy, which, as you pointed out, whether it's service members on the field of battle, whether it's civil rights marchers and freedom riders, people have given their lives in order to protect and promote the right to vote. And that's being taken away yes. from our fellow Texans, our fellow Americans, at a level not seen since the Voting Rights Act's passage in 1965. This is the greatest coordinated attack on democracy we've seen in our lifetimes. And it's happening right here in Texas. It's now ground zero.
This is unbelievable. There will be a lot of hotly contested congressional races in Texas. There are a number of Democrats in Congress, at least three in the Texas delegation, who are quitting. They're not running. They had closer than expected re-elections last time. And the Republicans picked up some congressional seats in Texas. They may do it again. Why do they have to mess with the voting? I don't get it. This is Chris Christie on President Biden, maybe inadvertently, maybe very deliberately, distorting the truth about the Georgia voting law. This is clip nine.
You know, I listened to his inaugural address, Guy. I was doing commentary that day, and he talked about bringing the country together. Lying about the actions of another government official is not only not bringing people together, it's what he accused President Trump of throughout the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is doing exactly what he accused President Trump of doing back during the campaign, and doing it in a way that is just brutally bad. I mean, even the Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios for the statements that he made. The Washington Post, Guy, you can imagine how it pained them to have to do that to their hero, this Democratic president. Listen, the Georgia law is a reasonable law, it is a smart law, and I'll tell you something else. You know, it still stuns me, and I had this fight in New Jersey and lost it because of my Democratic legislature. I had to show ID to go into an office building for an appointment when I don't have to show ID to vote.
Okay, why, how would you explain that or defend it? Why should you not show ID to vote or use some form of positive identification, whether you're voting in person or by mail? Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri, ripped Marco Rubio. He spoke about Delta Airlines and about how they're quiet about terrible repression in China, but they decided to attack the Republicans in Georgia. Here's Claire McCaskill.
And give me a break with Marco Rubio. Oh, just be quiet. Where have you gone? You have no substantive center. There is no center you believe in. You know, you want to talk about hypocritical. There's all kinds of things that Marco Rubio has been doing that are just bogus and hypocritical. So I don't get this. They are engaging in the very activity they want to criticize others of. And meanwhile, these corporations, I think, are just speaking out on what they think is the right thing to do for America.
Okay, right now there is a Republican voice, and it's a substantive Republican voice. I think it's wrong, but it's substantive. There is a congressman who did a memo about how Republicans can and must win in 2022 and how they need, in order to do that, to embrace a working class agenda and to be less concerned about corporations, to be positively negative toward big tech, to pursue attacks on big tech, and to become very clearly and permanently and forevermore the working class party. Now, what does that mean exactly? We will get to that. It's creating a great deal of controversy. We'll also bring you the very latest on the situation in Washington, D.C., and try to come to terms with a big, big movie that features two of the biggest movie stars of all time. Which two? Godzilla versus Kong. That and more coming up on this Tinged with Sadness Good Friday. Tinged with sadness because of what happened in Washington, D.C., which is still the capital and the center of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.